WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Thanksgiving week travel could get a bit interesting with some storms heading to New England on top of the traditional holiday travel headaches. CBS's Chanel Call is at Newark Airport.
Things are moving smoothly today, but the holiday travel rush is just getting started. AAA expects roughly 80 million people to hit the roads and the skies this week. That's a record high. The peak travel days will be Tuesday and Wednesday, with 2.8 million people expected to fly on Tuesday and another 2.9 million on Wednesday.
In Northern California, 500 more hotel workers walked off the job this morning. That means about 2,000 housekeepers, bellhops, and others are on strike in San Francisco just before holiday week.
We're having to take our fight to the street to show them that, no, we're not willing to accept any union busting proposals, anything that won't secure our jobs, fair wages, and health care.
A spokesperson for the hotel says the strike will not impact guest services. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration starts off with mostly goodwill from the public, according to the latest CBS News poll. Deputy Director of Survey, Jennifer DePinto.
President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration starts off with mostly goodwill from the public. A majority of Americans overall are either happy or at least satisfied that he won and are either excited or optimistic on what he'll do as president.
The choice for Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has a long history of questioning American intelligence. On CNN, Republican James Lankford anticipates that will likely continue in the Trump administration.
She's not been afraid to be able to speak out and to say, hey, I disagree on some areas. But that's a very different role than saying, what is your philosophy and what is President Trump's philosophy of how we're going to handle national intelligence?
On CBS's Face the Nation, Democrat Chris Van Hollen is worried that Trump may skirt the Senate and bypass confirmation hearings.
I've been troubled by some talk that President-elect Trump wants to short circuit that constitutional approach using this recess appointment device.
After Hezbollah fired 250 rockets at Israel, they're warning residents in Beirut to evacuate. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
In one of the heaviest daily barrages at northern and central Israel, Hezbollah fired 250 rockets at Israel, injuring several Israelis and causing property damage. The Israeli army called on civilians near 10 buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs to evacuate immediately ahead of Israeli airstrikes. The heavy fire came amid reports that progress is being made on a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. It's Saturday night, Max Inc. Radio, 6 p.m. to midnight. Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight, too. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr and Rob Roberts, and we have an amazing show tonight, but we're going to kick it off with a double dip right away, right?
Okay.
We're going to tell you, Dana Perry, she's a 15-time winner at the Madison Area Music Association Awards.
I love Dana Perry!
We love Dana! And you know what? She's the executive director of the MAMA.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, we're going to tell you all about her shows that are coming up on the other side of the double dip. Right now, let's get the show moving. This is Dana Perry. Everything is moving. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I want to feel alone. Nobody but we gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes, but moving on is hard. So let me cry it out alone, 'cause when it happened I was alone. I shut my eyes to everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart, 'cause I
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Call me self-centered if it means that I am centered on myself. My mind and this body, this heart and my soul are the only things I can really know. And we are all children, just kids in a sandbox, and it's always playtime. But we got ballerinas and ninjas, cowboys and pirates, and anything a heart could desire. Follow the trails of torn fingernails. It'll make a treasure map to all the green rooms, to every venue I play. Not many of us knows if we want, so we try and try to cover up the fact that we don't know what we're doing here or why. I can't take all that weight onto me, 'cause I'm just here to play my guitar, sing stories of life and love and waking up and how to be a kid again. And if I gotta answer that calling alone, made of my songs, and it's where I live peacefully. It's got pictures and stories of a girl that I know kind of looks a little bit like me. And here in my home, I hung the paintings and I laid the foundation myself. And I'll spend all my days making music, and I'll hope that you'll come over and play tonight. Follow the trails of torn fingernails. It'll make a treasure map to all the green rooms, to every venue I play. Not many of us knows if we want, so we try and try to cover up the fact that we don't know what we're doing here or why. I can't take all that weight onto me, 'cause I'm just here to play my guitar, sing stories of life and love and waking up and how to be a kid again. And if I gotta answer that calling alone. Try to cover up the fact that we don't know what we're doing here or why. I can't take all that weight onto me, 'cause I'm just here to play my guitar, sing stories of life and love and waking up and how to be a kid again. And if I gotta answer that calling alone, I'm prepared to go alone. I'll do it.
A double dip of Dana Perry right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tonight's local music is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Thanks, Rob. That was Sandbox. That was from 2020's Kill the Rockstar by Dana Perry.
Love that.
Now, as we said, Dana Perry is the executive director of Madison Area Music Association.
So perfect.
She's coordinator of music at Cargo Coffee East on East Washington here in Madison.
So many great bands go through there, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She's even an instructor and a coach at Girls Rock Camp.
Yes.
So November 30th. You can catch Dana Perry at the Harmony Bar on Madison's East Side, November 30th, with Uncle Jim. That's with a full band.
Ooh.
And then Saturday, December 7th, at the Crystal Corner, she'll be appearing with the Earthlings and Crib Crapper.
Did you change the Crib name?
Well, to FCC compliant name.
Obviously.
It's like AI comes along and changes it to FCC compliant. You know, the filter, the algorithm, the FCC compliance algorithm.
Well, I'm glad
jumps
it worked.
In, right?
Glad it worked. work for you.
I had no idea we had such fancy things around.
Yes.
Here.
Oh yeah, Rob. We're
hey.
This is the are we in the 21st century? Yeah, we are. Too.
Yes, yes.
So that explains when I re-listen to the feed, I hear funk all the time, right?
Yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Party is in the kitchen.
It is, always.
Oh, you know, I've been going through a lot of Rocker's Closet lately. You know, it's like Zamubafu's closet. You open it up and CDs fall out, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have dents in your head from the CDs.
There was an 8-track in there last week.
Yeah, those are so hard to rip songs from.
They are.
Oh, challenging. Boy. You know, turn the 8-track tape into an MP3 once.
No. Yeah.
Well, we did. I went back. I found some old Lorenzo music. This was actually from, I think, like 2002. This song is called I'm Not a Fool, and it was the first song that they had Tom Ray, the keyboardist, he started to sing. So this is I'm Not a Fool, Lorenzo Music, Rocker's Closet. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't touch a leaf, don't break a branch. Now you've returned when I feel weak. You went away, long, long gone. And I had a tree, we wrote our names on. Every night, all through the winter, I had a silent 100-foot love letter. Now I stand in a shadow, not in see me lately. I
like me, got antelope me.
You are listening to Mag Sync Radio. That was Chloe. And then before that, Lorenzo Music. And of course, a little dust from Rocker's Closet there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm digging that segment. Right. We've got a couple more ahead in this show as well.
You know, I've got enough material where I can just like keep digging. So
the closet's just don't deep. Hurt yourself.
The closet is deep. I'm going to go. Well, you know, we just played Chloe Louise lately. Chloe Louise, you can catch her November 29th at the Cargo Coffee East in Madison. Nice. She's going to be with Kelly Happer.
Yeah, what a great combination there.
Ooh, I'll see you guys there.
Yeah, Kelly's voice too, man. Amazing. Those two will be great together.
Yeah, that'll be a really fun show. What else is coming up tonight, though?
Well, now, Terry, I think you were telling me about Flannel Fest. Oh. You have some updates or something?
They had a stellar Flannel Fest. Two parts.
Yes.
One in the valley where they were at Tanner's in Kimberly. And if you saw any of the photos from there, you can just go to Flannel Fest on any social media, look at photos. It was packed.
Packed.
It was packed.
Sea of flannel.
They were so happy about that because you never know. You know, you go to a venue out of your hometown, Madison. Right. And they've been bringing them in every year that they've been doing this in Appleton. Yeah. And next night at Barrymore,
how did
same
that go?
Deal.
Yeah,
really
busy. And and it was interesting because there was a football game on.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
The
There's
Badgers.
A lot of competition going on.
There really, we were on the air.
Yep.
But in the end, $34,000.
Right.
And they're still counting the money.
Wow.
$34,000 from two shows.
Right. Raising money for a good
cause. Now I'm going to have to like edit my little number. I had $137,000 like written down for all of that.
There you go.
Yep. Well, I know my husband wants to buy some shirt. And Eric, when we were messaging back and forth, he said, oh, yeah, I still have a bunch of merch that has to go out and be bought. Yep. And but again, it all goes to the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund.
Yes.
Which helps seniors, veterans, and just people that need a little assistance when it's either too hot or too cold all around the state.
And they've been raising money for years for that fund, too, which is amazing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. So congratulations. And I know Eric would say thank you to everyone who came out in support.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get back to music on Max Inc. Radio. Work. They have a new song out, Songs for Squares, December 27th. It's Holidays Work Party at the Burr Oak in Madison with Modern Joey and M. Shays. Right now, new stuff. Songs for Squares, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brand new stuff from work right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Disco Haiku on Max Zinc Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Herbal Aspects. Three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, and online at herbalaspects.com. Rocker, I don't know what you did, but as soon as Kat walked in, the disco ball. When did we get that?
I know. Isn't
it crazy?
That's because all the lights are run by some crazy app.
Yeah. All sparkly. All
yeah,
sparkly.
We feel like a disco in here. It gets
Odie's
crazy
smiling
sometimes.
About it, though. He loves it. Okay, so now we mentioned Kat, and we mentioned the Disco Haiku. But why?
Why?
VO5 is approaching 20 years as Madison's disco ambassadors. Band members have roots in both music and theater, and their shows at Atwood Fest, Memorial Union, and Dane Dances have become legendary.
Absolutely. Legendary.
I first ran into VO5 in 2008 on Halloween at the Frequency Bar in Madison, what is now the Gamma Ray Bar, and they were wearing angel costumes. Halos, wings, wigs, everything,
yeah,
right?
They
were playing disco music. My wife, Alice, she started dancing and she loves disco, so she
yes,
was in, she insisted I book the band for Atwood Summerfest back in the summer of 2009.
Yeah.
And within a few years Our supergroup was attracting record crowds each year, and it's going on 2025, and they don't appear to be slowing down. Here in the studio to tell us about Caturday Night Fever and New Year's Eve is singer, trumpeter, and actor Kat Capilaro.
Yay!
Kat, wow. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me. We are so honored
to have you here. My goodness.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you when we say dancing in the streets? Obviously, I know what it means.
Yeah.
But what do you think of when you think of that?
Well, I think of Atwood Fest.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, it really has become a benchmark for our summers. It's always the last Saturday in July. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we are all ramped up into our beautiful summer festival schedule. And it just seems like everybody comes out, you know, just more and more every year. Thousands of people.
Well, they had to move the big stage, right, Rocker? You had to move it because they needed a bigger area for people to show up and dance.
And more people came.
You can't move it many more places. I don't know. Wow.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. I think it just shows people really want to dance together. People want to be together.
Yep.
And make some community and shake their booties and not feel self-conscious and not try to be cool. Just do what you feel like. And that's sort of our message.
Now, you feel like dancing is part of like being healthy and getting together in community. And that's how I always feel about Atwood Fest. But talk about, because you wanted to talk about health and dancing.
Yeah, well, you know, I personally, I'm walking in on a knee that is less than 2 months old. So, you know, dancing has been a godsend for me. I mean, it's really how it's kind of a religion. I'm not much of a religious person, but I really do believe in people coming together and making music together and moving their bodies together. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I can't even tell you, of almost 20 years of being together with VO5, how many people will say, my husband never danced. I didn't dance.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think I liked disco. I didn't know that I liked your music. And then there they are. They come to every show. They hire us for their wedding. They hire us for their kids' weddings.
They hire us
for their birthday parties.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, people really are turned on, and I feel just so honored that we've been, a part of this, bringing back something that maybe was happening in the discos, in the discotheques in the 70s, but was it happening in the streets this way? I don't think so.
Yeah, I love
I think that's our thing.
Well, no,
it's so natural.
I probably take all the credit for discovering you guys, but the reality is, that VO5 was founded a few years before I ran into you guys. Tell us how VO5 really got started.
Well, it is actually, a lot of us come out of the theater world, have done Broom Street things, and Andrew Roan and I, my husband, we've been together more than 30 years. We wrote musicals together. So we wrote a musical called Temp Slave. We wrote a musical called Walmartopia.
That went big.
That was in New York.
Oh my
god. That was off Broadway.
Wow.
Yes.
And but the dream was always, and this is a dream that Andrew carried with him through his childhood, was to have a disco band, to have a live disco band.
Wow.
And it finally came together when we were doing a burlesque show called Cherry Pop Burlesque.
Oh yeah.
And so I was I was stripping, dancing.
Wait, hold on.
You got Rob's attention all of a sudden in there. He's
that's
like,
right, Rob.
What are we talking about now?
That's Mama Cat. So, as my mom calls it, hoochie coochie dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought in a live band. And that live band had Gail, our drummer, and Andrew on keys, and Drew, our former and sometimes sub keyboard bass player. And so that was sort of the foundation where we were like, okay, we were in the glow of a beautiful show that we had at the Majestic, and we were like, okay, let's do it. We have enough people here. We could do this disco band.
So
we started rehearsing, and we first performed at the Slipper Club, which then became the Frequency, which now is the Gamma Ray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is great Madison music history, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that was all 20 years ago. So.
Oh, jeez.
And when I saw them, they were wearing the angel outfits, but like each show is a different theme.
Oh, absolutely. So for Halloween, we've had a couple. We always did the group themes. You know, we did an alien beauty pageant. We were all Princess Leia one time.
That's
great. We were all devils one time. Oh. We were all Elvis one time.
That would have been hilarious to see. Oh, my gosh.
And we did, we were at Gamma Ray for this Halloween, and we were all sort of just intergalactic disco, which was super fun, too. Like, you know.
Does someone make all your costumes, or, like, where do you keep
them?
Well,
we love St. Vinny's and Goodwill, and, you know, the men understand that you have to shop in the women's section if you want to get groovy clothes.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's, you know, and it's kind of, we just take turns. Like if you're feeling like, you know, dressing like animal print, you put that out to the band, and people rise to the occasion. Yeah.
I have a picture of somebody from your band a couple of years ago at Atwood Fest left their shoes behind.
Oh,
these were the coolest shoes. I hope they came back and found them.
Did they have dice in the heels?
They had huge heels, and they were sparkle shoes, but I know a guy was wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope he got them back.
Probably a trombone.
Should have kept those darn shoes. Those were cool.
I did see Jimmy with some weird shoes after the show. Probably not.
Oh, man. So you've got this Saturday night fever.
Yes.
Okay.
Meow.
November 30th, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Crucible in Madison.
We've never played at the Crucible. And I live like two blocks from there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So there's a first time for everything.
There's a first
time
for everything.
Still. So tell us about it.
Well, Saturday Night Fever, it's celebrating. It's a benefit for the Madison Cat Project.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Not only helps out the kitties, but really helps out the kitties that really need help. You know what I mean? Like there's different tiers of adoption. They will even, I wrote an article for them when I was with Isthmus. There's cats, some cats that are sort of so beyond domestication that they are really only, they would love to live in one of your outbuildings. And so they could be spayed and neutered and fed and get vet care. And then then they could live in your barn or your shed.
Yes.
And they have all kinds of amazing cats for adoption and, vet care and all of the stuff. I love animals.
Yep, me too.
I
think we all do.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have?
I only have one cat. She told me that she wants to be an only cat.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But she was born in my mom's barn.
Oh, that's
awesome. She was feral. Yeah. So, and that's another thing that Madison Cat Project does is help people. It used to be called Friends of Feral.
Yes.
So you can trap a feral cat and they will take them in, spay and neuter them, tip their ear, and help them find a home forever, like my kitty. And she's so sweet.
I love that so much.
Yeah, her name's Fanta.
So you're calling it Saturday Night Fever on behalf of the Madison Cat Project.
Exactly.
That is so good. I was wondering, too, if it had something to do with your name.
Oh, well, it doesn't hurt.
Just a nice side effect, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to be feline, feline themed.
Oh, of course. Uh-huh. Ears and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yep. And there's a costume contest as part of it.
Wow.
I know, and I'm looking at the date, I'm like, and it's not Halloween, it's November 30th.
November 30th, right.
Yeah.
We should not have to wait for Halloween to dress up.
All the costumes will be half off, so it works out.
Well, there's another day that people really dress up for, and it's New Year's Eve.
Oh,
and
yeah.
VO5 is playing at the Concourse Hotel right here in Madison, around the corner. Tell us about New Year's Eve. Well, are you guys staying in the Governor's Club?
Well, we definitely are staying overnight.
Yeah.
And we love their big brunch that we have the next day.
So good.
So good. You know, that is, I before we ever took this gig, I had this idea in my head that it was not super cool to play a hotel New Year's Eve. And I just love it. I mean, it's a really diverse crowd. They dance all night long, and the concourse does it up. They've got jazz bands, they've got comedy, they have a meal, they've got, you know, places you can drink and hang out everywhere. And so people really like to come and, you know, buy the whole package and just like feel fancy for the whole night long. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to go outside, and then you just ride an elevator up to your room and, you know.
Or the Governor's Club.
Governor's Club.
And when you go to the Governor's Club, it's all free booze.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, if you stay in the Governor's Club, they have a bar up there that's exclusive for the two floors of the Governor's Club. What? And all the munchies, they have like munchies and stuff and free booze.
Obviously,
you don't pay
someone
for
has
drinks.
Been there and I hasn't see. Invited
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Well, Civic Media actually had their first Christmas party at the Governor's Club.
It was very nice.
All right.
It
so I think nice. Rocker's saying that we can all join him in the Governor's Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I think it's
all
a party
of my
to crash.
Friends are guests.
You know, I love how you mentioned, though, about not thinking a hotel was cool. I remember, I think I was in radio the first time in Green Bay, and that was when all the bands were playing at hotels.
Yeah.
And we'd bounce around to all the hotel ballrooms, and, you know, they'd have a happy hour, free food. I had a girlfriend that was in a band that traveled to hotels all around the country.
Okay.
And then I know they kind of went out of favor.
Yeah.
And it seems like maybe it's slowly making a comeback, and you guys are helping make that happen
here. Yeah, well, we love it.
That's
and, you
awesome.
Know, it's just, and we play a long time, you know. We try to play like 3.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Really, yeah. You know, you got to get it all out before the year ends.
That is true. Oh, that sounds fun.
Then you just got to get in the
really
elevator
fun.
And go upstairs.
Exactly.
So how do you sign up? Because I was kind of looking at the concourse.
Ooh.
They didn't have like a special block or anything. And like, how do you sign up for New Year's Eve?
You know, you just go to the concourse website and they have a place where you can click and they have, you know, the various packages.
Uh-huh.
And
maybe you look too soon.
Well, maybe you just get a room and then they have all these things going on. And VO5 is one of them.
Just start showing up and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Head down to the pool.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you something about the music, too, because you have a couple singers.
Mm-hmm.
And you play trumpet.
Yep.
Your husband plays keyboards.
Yeah.
Now, how did you meet because of the band? Or were you together already?
We met doing a Broome Street Theater play.
There it is.
Called My Fair Arab, actually.
My Fair Arab.
Yeah. It was kind of like My Fair Lady, but it was about the Palestinians.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was very edgy. Joel Gerstmann wrote it. So I sang and acted in it, and Andrew wrote the music.
Oh.
It was a Joel Gerstmann play. And yeah, we met then, and I think our first band was called the Merkins. We did like bluegrass and funk combo, just like whatever people were around, whatever instrument you played, we'll work it in.
At least keyboards and trumpet.
I know,
yeah.
Such talent. I remember we were in, I think, 2020, and I interviewed the two of you via Zoom for Max Inc.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they were at a piano, and so we'd be interviewing, and and you'd just go sing, 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 sing. And I just remember thinking, how cool are you two?
Oh.
Yeah, serious.
You, Terry.
That is a great, talented couple together, and then bring in all your friends and play all the wonderful music that VO5 does.
It's really our favorite thing to do. It's like, you know, it's kind of like matchmaking, community building, but we downsized. Our kids are 25 now, so we downsized tiny house, but we redecorated a garage. It's got piano, drum set, guitars, percussion, horns. It has everything that we need to really jam in there, and it's so fun to have that.
Does it have a refrigerator?
It had a fridge. We don't need a fridge. It's Wisconsin.
True.
That's true. Yeah,
that goes on a table right outside.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or a snowbank, whatever's there.
Mm. Yeah, you two should come jam sometime.
So fun. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Well, Kat Cavalier, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Love to be here. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
VO5 tributes 70s disco and funk, covering tons of bands like the Bee Gees, ABBA, and other classics, but you also have original music. And we heard Disco Haiku before the interview. Right now, we're going to listen to Soul Shiny Day. Tell us about this song and your original music before you go.
Sure. Well, we have one original album. It's called Dance Originality.
And it's fantastic.
And thank you. Thank you. We love it. It was a labor of love. It was done in our guitar player's basement, you know, self-produced.
Awesome.
We pressed vinyl. We had CDs. We give them out a lot. We really like to share the music. And you can find it on Spotify and Apple Music and all the places. Soul Shiny Day is a lovely song written by Jim Yockey, who plays percussion with us. He's semi-retired, but I know that it was inspired by riding his bike in Madison. And that is such a beautiful image. You know, it's like, especially right now when we're in November and I got a little bit of the seasonal affectives now. So, you know, to imagine getting this knee going all the way around on a bike again.
Yeah. You are on your way.
Yeah.
And then you can play the song and bike to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can bike to Atwood Fest.
Oh. Yeah.
I like the look ahead.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm. To be Atwood Fest again. Well, here we are. Let's hear some VO5. This is Soul Shiny Day. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Owen Mays and the 80 Proof Boys on Max Inc. Radio. And all this local goodness is brought to you by Noah Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the North Gate Mall. Cat and kitten adoption is happening there. Organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Stop by there. You'll probably see Terry picking up some cat food for her cats.
Yes, we have three.
Noah Ark Pet Store right here in Madison.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, we were just listening to Owen Mays and the 80 Proof Boys. You know, it was kind of interesting. I was going through my closet and I found Owen Mays, and I thought about Owen Mays for a minute. And
you should probably let him out.
I'm
here all night.
So Owen, he was going to play Atwood Fest in 2015.
Wow.
And I remember it was the Wednesday before Atwood Fest, and I was getting him to share the event. And then the next day I woke up and found out he had passed away that night. And so, you know,
that's crazy.
Yeah, we dedicated Atwood Fest to Owen Mays. So I wanted to play a little Owen Mays and remember him on this day.
Let's play that every now and then because it's such a fun song. Well, thanks for that story, too.
Well, now it's permanently in our library. So
excellent. We love it.
We can pull it out when we want to.
Good. I like it.
Well, I have another Rocker's Closet right now.
Imagine
so it's
that.
A double shot of Rocker's Closet. Now, you remember Marcus Bovry?
Yes.
Another musician, legendary musician here in the Madison music scene who passed away from a brain tumor, actually. And Marcus Bovry and the Evil Twins. The Evil Twins, with Marcus's son, they're playing at the Burroughs in Madison coming up Saturday, December 7th. And so they kind of do a tribute to Marcus's music.
Oh, that's cool.
And I found a song on the Mad City Music CD that I've been playing a bunch of stuff from. That thing is a gold mine, right? All these great bands were playing on this. Here is Time Machine. This is Marcus Bovry and the Evil Twins right here. Nice. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.